This Arts Roundup is presented courtesy of the Sanlam Art Collection and Gallery. Live with confidence and experience a selection of the best South African art at the Sanlam Art Gallery in Bellville. Century City Art Route is something that you really need to investigate. Plus, there's the Long March to Freedom, which we'll also need to know more about, and the person who's going to tell us all about it is Tatum Sieni. Tatum, welcome aboard. Tell us more about the Century City Art Route, and I believe there are 28 stops along the way. Tell us more. And how did this all start?
Thank you for inviting me. Yes, there's currently 28 permanent exhibitions. So in around 2015, you know, obviously Century City was being developed, and it had got to a certain point where there was quite a big community. But we didn't just want to have a sort of bricks and mortar community. We wanted to add some life to it. So we started the Century City Arts Foundation, which is it's under the Century City umbrella. So we started seed funding from the Century City Property Owners Association into that. And then we went to go speak to different companies, and we went and got funding from that in order to have a bit of an arts platform where we could invite emerging, or we could invite, you know, we have some internationally recognized artists on that platform as well. And obviously it started quite small, but I'm proud to say now we have 28 permanent sculptures on that route.
And was there a particular focus in your selection of work?
So in the beginning, it was very community-based. I mean, we even have one of the Edgemead High School little things on the wall to painted tiles. And then it moved more towards the larger artists. So certain sculptures, as I said, were part of private funding, which came from offices and buildings here. And then we got their input as to what we wanted to do with that. But every year, we do a request for proposals. So we select an area, and then we send it out. And whoever comes back with the best proposal and what we think will work for that area wins. So we have some, like I said, emerging artists right through to, as I said, we've now recently done the exhibition with Anton Smith.
So, fabulous.
You know, it's a bit of a give and take, and we see where we go.
Well, that's brilliant. And the other good news is that there's going to be a mobile version to take you around, and we're going to post it up to Map My Way so people will be able to follow it. I'm sure we'll give them information about your particular, how to get hold of you and where to go. But the other thing I want to talk about is the Long March to Freedom, particularly we're talking just before Reconciliation Day. So I think that would be a great one to visit. Tell us a bit more, please.
Yes, of course. So in 2019, we were contacted by a company that was currently running the marketing for the Long March to Freedom, saying that they were moving out of the Cradle of Mankind and they were looking for a new location. And, you know, Century City is becoming quite developed, and there weren't that many locations, and we were looking everywhere. And then we invited them down and Dali to come through to meet with us, and they chose that location right in front of the M1 because of the positioning it had, and at night where you could see it when you were driving home. So they moved all 100 bronze sculptures through here, and it, I mean, if you've seen it, it's incredible. It's such a good place, especially for children as well, to learn the history and what we went through. And they do tours. They're open from Wednesdays to Sundays, and they do tours. You can book a tour through them. And it's really, really a special place to learn about the history of South Africa.
And a very special place to go to pre-Reconciliation Day. So two good things to do at Century City. Don't miss out. This Arts Roundup is presented courtesy of the Sanlam Art Collection and Gallery. View the collection at the Sanlam Art Gallery in Bellville, or go online to blog.sanlam.co.za. The Sanlam Art Collection, founded in 1965, is one of South Africa's largest corporate art collections. Interiority, the current exhibition at the Sanlam Art Gallery Collection and Gallery in Bellville, reflects upon the imagery of the inner worlds of artists such as Maggie Lopeshaw and Gerard Sakota. Entry by appointment is free and includes a guided tour of the gallery and works in storage. Visit blog.sanlam.co.za. For a unique art experience, call the Sanlam Art Gallery. FMR.